greetings to you once again, my brothers and my sisters in Christ Jesus. Greet you in that name that's above every other name, in the name of Jesus Christ. Every knee does bow, every tongue confesses, because He, the Lord Jesus Christ, He is Lord. He's above it all. And in Him we live, we move, and we have our being. Oh, man. Oh, I do want to take the chance to say, you know, if you've been enjoying that music that kind of we do the intros and the extras with, my buddy Xavier, he's Xavier Effects, let's see, what is it, Reverb Nation / Xavier Effects, FX, you can check his music out there. I'll put a link in the show notes today if you guys want to check out a little bit of his music there, but blessed brother in Christ, good friend, and yeah, he's kind enough to give a few tracks that have been, it's been nice to have some music going into these audios. Sometimes we play our buddy Zeph as well, and but you know, in the middle of everything that's going on right now around the world, what have we begin to see, what are we beginning to realize as things are moving on? So the novel coronavirus, I mean, have you seen enough yet? Have you seen enough of the way that the world plays their games? Have you seen enough of the agenda of the worlders, the just absolute the absolute, just how blatantly obvious it is of what it is that they're trying to do and pull off? Okay, so let me just put something out there for the thought process and the conversation. 100% cure as of right now. Stanford Medical Center published, there's an interview, you can see it out there, advisor to Stanford Medical Center, highlighting a study that's been done. 100% cure rate inside of 6 days for people that were taking chloroquine hydroxide. Now, I don't know the dosage, so, you know, people be careful with this kind of thing, but go look it up. Spend a little time looking up what it is that's out there and how it works. But yeah, you know, pretty much 50 cents in Africa, you can get your script. Now, there's been some price gouging since this has all been discussed, but I think you can still buy it for under $3. Now, what's happened with that kind of information coming out, that there's a immediate cure for this global boogeyman that's been brought out where you can't see it, it spreads so fast, it's everywhere, you don't know what to do. You remember, we prayed on the last 20 on 20, poof, and okay, poof. So here's several aspects of poof. Several aspects of poof is now, if you've got a long, extremely old drug that's extremely cheap to administer to people that gives you 100% success rate in 6 days, properly administered, mind you, sure, properly administered. You know, the thing that showed me that this was actually legit, actually real, was the smokescreen headlines that were put out there right after this discussion was being aired. There was one headline about man dies in Arizona after taking chloroquine. And if you go and actually check the article, the guy took some related chemical that's a aquarium cleaner, or connected to aquarium cleaning. Look, if somebody drinks rubbing alcohol and they go blind or they die, that's like somebody drinking rubbing alcohol and telling you don't drink scotch again because alcohol is dangerous. You know, then there's people that are, same kind of difference. Then there's people that are taking just massive doses of this in Africa, and they're saying they're getting sick from, yeah, of course, because they're taking way too much of this. Look, these are two articles. One's in the Associated Press, and then one was on CNN, who's just absolutely has zero credibility at this point. But the reason, when I started seeing those articles being put out, okay, now I know that it's 100% cure. because why do they need to run those kind of articles? Don't look in that direction, people. That's what they want. Don't look in the direction of where there's a possible cure that's cheap, available, scalable, where there is no more lockdown, no vaccine. There's over 20 companies that are just racing to get a vaccine out. Plus, you know they already have one as well. And they're just waiting to roll that thing out. If I was to give a timeline for that, I'd probably say about the announcement of it 6 to 8 weeks, something like that, after they've really got everything under their thumb, right? How can they do that? Now, okay, vaccine, you got a chip in there, all these nice goodies that they have planned up for everybody. How can they do that? How can they do that if there is a widely available, extremely cheap, 100% successful, old drug in the market that can be administered today? How can they carry out their agenda? The truth is they can't. So that's why they're starting to run these smokescreen things in the press to get people to look the other way and to try to dismiss. Come on, people. Come on. Can we please just see what these guys are doing? Can you hear the rain coming down right now? Beautiful. In the background. Yeah, just like that. Boom. Okay, now that the rain just stopped. Amazing. But can we not see what the world is trying to do right now? And can we, as they've exposed themselves in trying to bring in all kinds of pork barrel politics spending into helping businesses that have been distressed because of the very thing that they're trying to do in the first place, can we not understand how the enemy works to steal and to kill and to destroy everything? So to put people in a distressed situation, now you've got cash flow issues, now people have to sell their securities in order to be able to make payments on things, sell and something that they would never want to do in the first place, and then these guys come in and buy it up. You know who did that most noteworthy in history? Was the Rothschilds. So you've got Napoleon fighting the British, and the Rothschilds intercepted the message after the battle, sent the message to London saying that the French had won, and the British stock market collapsed. The Rothschilds bought up everything, bought up all the securities, everything they could get their hands on, just shillings on the pound or pennies on the dollar, as you would. And then the next day, the news came in that that Napoleon had actually lost. Then the stock market went straight back up, and who owned everything? These guys. Do you see the same thing playing out again? Absolutely, you see the same thing playing out again. So, excuse me. You see the same thing playing out again because it's the old playbook that they run time and time and time again. And so, in the middle of that, they have a playbook that they want to run right now, which is to get everybody stuck, everybody dependent. You can't create an economy. You can't go outside. So you can't go cut grass and mow a lawn and build a fence and work with your hands and do anything to try to keep things going. No, you will become a dependent, 100% dependent on the state, having no moves and no options. You are just going to sit down there and wait to die. And then when they have you just at a place, which if I was in their head, probably 6 to 8 weeks from now, just gets you, just you're locked in, you're in this prison they make for you, they're just pumping you full of these BS news stories, and then, oh, here's our magic bullet. We're going to do everything we can to roll it out around the world so that everybody can get the shot. Everybody can take the chip. And look, it's not safe for you to go outside, or not safe for you to participate in society if you don't have this. And I think I love the fact that God's got this sense of humor in the middle of all of this to throw off their entire plan with a really cheap, old, established drug that nobody can say anything about, that people all over the world take anyways. You know, one of the reasons they're looking into this is because the prevalence of this COVID-19 is so low in Africa. It really hasn't done much of anything there, comparatively. Well, one reason why is because everybody's on these anti-malarials, or the people in Africa that can't afford the pills, the drug, it's called this bitter leaf. My buddy Patrick was telling me about it. It's bitter leaf that and I don't know the term that they have in Africa for that, but it's same properties. It's really cheap, super cheap. Extremely effective. So, application of this. So, if I was dealing with the actual outbreak as such, what I would do: ramp up production of chloroquine hydroxide, and I would have it at the infectious disease hospitals, all the different hospitals, and you just prescribe it for people that come in with a severe case. So with 80%+ of the population not having any, hardly even noticing that they have a problem in the first place, and it just cutting through that section of the population, those people carry on with their lives. And then the people that have a severe reaction as it progresses, here it is. Here's your 6-day cure. Done. Everybody's out of their homes today. Everybody's back to work today. Stock markets can move today. Supply chains can function today. So why are they keeping that away from you today? Why are they not ramping up that production and getting that supply to people today? Why are people not sharing these messages with each other today and asking these questions? Why? I would like to know. I would like to know why the people of God are unwilling to put messages and information out there that can challenge the narrative. I think too often we're just too content just to sit there and just take in messages and take in words, but what are we doing? What are we doing with all of that information? Sometimes I wonder if people don't even, if you'd be okay with people even knowing that you listen to this. Well, you only know. Yeah. Sometimes, you know, sometimes for me, one of the frustrations is after the fact, when everything's said and done, and then later on people are like, oh yeah, you were right about that. Doesn't make a difference at that point. Everything's done. Everything's done at that point. The time that you can do something is in this window. There's no points for being right at the end. You know, so what? You were right, but the house got burned down. So what? You were right, but what did you do with the knowledge? You knew something, but if you didn't apply it, what good does it do? If you know Jesus is Lord, but you don't follow him, so then what? You know, I remember there was a guy I met in India one time, and he get an interesting statement. His statement was, most people want to know the will of God so that they can consider it, not so that they can actually do it. Yeah, you know, I think there's a lot of these aspects that are entertainment value for a lot of people out there. But, you know, God is not here to entertain you. You know, he's here to give you a way. And that way will bring you the most incredible fulfillment of your life and your journey. And it'll only come through him. But it's on his terms. But he's not here for our amusement. And he's not here for our consideration. He's not here to compete with people's Netflix subscriptions. So, I hope in the middle of all that's going on right now, people realize how evil this world system is. Listen, if there's the if there is the introduction of multiple strains of the COVID-19, including a minor strain, to do a level of inoculation with the population, as well as the discovery of and the implementation, the broad-scale implementation of chloroquine hydroxide as a treatment protocol for dealing with severe cases with 100% success rate, this thing is done now. And if that discussion can happen, and if that implementation can happen at the speed at which anything happens that's important, it's done right now. But every day of a delay should be, the question should be, why are people delaying? Why are people holding this up? I mean, one reason why the world is wanting to hold this up, absolutely. If there's a solution, if there's a cure, then there's no more lockdown, there's no more broken economies, there's no more vaccines in the pipeline, there's no more implementation of a digital dollar, there's no more pork barrel tossed into a stimulus package to be able to bring in funding for Planned Parenthood and all kinds of just godless endeavors. There's no more whatever it may be, there's no more of that. They can't. Not for a drug that costs 50 cents and has been on the market for decades. There's no solution for them to be able to do their thing. Now, will they try again? Of course they'll try again. But this particular attempt, which they put a lot of effort into, by the way, falls apart instantly. So why not share that information? Why not get that information out there? This has already been published. There's already doctors writing about it. Huge African communities are circulating the information, telling everybody, hey, look over here. We've got the solution. We're already using it. This is the nice thing about the global side of information exchange, is that people can compare their experiences, compare their knowledge, compare their understanding. And nobody likes it in the world side when you've got a solution that costs nothing. If you can breathe and be healthy, they don't like it. They want to sell you your air. Listen, if God gives respite from this thing in response to our prayers, if you were there for 20 on 20, you know that we've prayed about something very specific. And if that comes to pass in this short window and poof happens, while the worlders may say all kinds of things, all of us need to give glory to God who answered our prayers. All right? Glory to God who answered our prayers. We're already seeing the first pieces of that, and we're seeing the world is trying to push this information back because they don't want to lose out on their big play and get set back a number of years. They don't. But you and I can be a part in upsetting the entire apple cart of the world, as we have been, as God has continued to use us to do that. This is the time. This is the time for change. This is the time for to have a revolution away from that world system and to change the trajectory of where everything is going and to move it in line with, and lining it up with kingdom. The world is broken. The world has no solution, has no answer. It's a broken debt system that is just, there's nothing there. There's nothing there. And you've already seen for yourself, the second that you think you just might have a leg up, you just might have some sort of way forward, and what do? They pull the rug right out from under you and steal everything that you've ever done and created. And in the process of doing that, they don't just break it. They don't just break what you have. They also strip it for pennies on the dollar. They can only enjoy it if they destroy you at the same time they get rich. That's how the world works. They destroy you and get rich at the same time. Then it's absolutely true evil. Because it's not just destroying you. No, they got to get rich while they destroy you. They have to sell the baby parts while while the baby gets killed. You understand? They have to get countries to fight each other, bankrupt themselves, and own the debt of those countries going forward. You understand? They have to introduce a man-made bioweapon, destroy your economy, steal your equity, steal your stocks for pennies on the dollar, and then get you to take a lethal vaccine after you've been shut up in your house for 3 months. You know, steal everything and then turn you into a vegetable while they get rich. That's how the world works. The thief comes to steal and to kill and to destroy. What did Jesus say, though? I've come that they might have life and have it more abundantly. The worlders try to take you down their path and put you in their system, their way, in order to just basically in the long term destroy you. But God has given us a way of life and of light and of peace, and that comes in Jesus Christ. He's the way, the truth, and the life. You follow Him and then you have life. So, this current situation, COVID-19, right now, from what it looks like, answers already there, solutions already there. The question should shift now to, why is this being held away and kept away from the people? Why are people still in lockdown anywhere now that the answer is there? Why is that the goal and the agenda? Every company trying to push for a vaccine should stop working on it, because there's already an answer. They don't need clinical trials. They don't need anything. They just need to leave it alone. That's lost capital in order to try to research that. You're researching something that's unnecessary. It's not necessary. There's no need for it now. No need for it. No need for it. You can stop now, stop paying people overtime, turn the factories off, turn the research labs off. You don't need to. You don't need to go into any kind of production. Every day that you spend working on that is going to be additional lost capital. You need to go back and find something else. This is done. Are they going to try to keep this whole thing going, this whole facade going for you know, a couple more months to see if they can get everybody to... Oh yeah, they're going to try. But every time that people share a piece of information of how this solution's working and how the chloroquine hydroxide works, every time people share that and then they start looking at it and they start looking at it as a trial and they start experimenting with that and then they start seeing the success rate, done. And even as in the States, you know, they want to go through clinical trials, FDA approval and the rest of that, hey, in Asia, they'll just take it. they will take it and they will do a mass scale trial on the population. You'll have a sample size of 10,000 inside of 3 weeks that can give you qualitative and quantitative feedback. So just build an app and publish it, and let them do the chloroquine hydroxide crowdsourced clinical trial. Everybody that's able to get a script, that's get your test and they get diagnosed and then they run it through and 6 days they're cleared, done. Oh, listen, you guys, you can fix global problems in the space of weeks, not years. And God is going to continue to thwart the enemy of our souls, the devil, and continue to wreck the plans of the devil as we continue to trust and be available for His plan and purpose. But there's got to be something inside of us that pushes for that. Listen, everybody has, when people came to Christ, you came from whatever background you had, whatever experiences you had, whatever mistakes you had, doesn't matter. All right? What matters is that Jesus Christ takes you, makes you new, and gives you a journey and a path that you can follow all the rest of your days. And He gives you life. And He replaces sorrow with joy, and He replaces the misery of what our experience is in the world with fulfillment and a path and a journey that's hid and grounded in Him. We need to go into that. We need to continue to fight in the things that God says, this is how I want you to fight and how I want you to war. So, you know, let's just pray really quick. I just want to encourage you guys though right now, keep your eyes open. And just take the time right now to really see where the world is coming from. Take the time to really see and understand where the world is coming from. Because if you look at this, right? If you look at this whole thing of where the world is coming from and all that it's doing, they tip their hand. They show you their method of operation. And once you see it, you're going to see it again and again and again, because they just do the same thing again and again and again. The world is not your friend. The worlders are not your friends. If they do cozy up to you at any point, it's just because they want to use you. And they want to try to siphon your gifts off and to use your gifts to build themselves and to build their little fiefdom within this whole thing. No, for us, child of God, you've got gifts and talents and abilities, and God wants you to put them to work in the kingdom. So you need to lay those down before the King of Kings, bow your knee before Him, and then say, Lord God, where would you have me go? What would you have me do? And as He reveals that, move in that. We all have a role and a part to play. Let's pray. Father God, just want to thank you so much for my brothers and sisters all over the world. I just bless them right now in Jesus' name. Ask and pray, Father, that you protect and provide for each and every one of them that is listening in. Lord, we love you. We trust you. We commit our lives into your hands. Father, we pray, Lord, especially for this situation going on around the world with this COVID-19 and all the enemy's agendas that are there. Lord, in Jesus' name right now, we pray that every single agenda of the enemy would just be canceled right now in Jesus' name. That this entire viral scare and all that it is would just evaporate, poof, in Jesus' name. That it would just evaporate, fall apart, and all of their schemes, all of their endeavors, all of their investments, all of them, they'd just be stuck. Nothing would be able to move forward because all of it would be an embarrassment and a waste, and they cannot cover it up with their press machines and their PR operations, and they can't salvage anything. They would just be, this would be one huge loss for the worlders and one massive misstep that they've made in trying to do this agenda. Lord, I pray, Father, in Jesus' name, that you would embarrass the enemy in the sight of all mankind over this thing. And Lord, lift up your people in this time, Father, to be part of your kingdom and your plan and purpose unfolding on the earth. We bless one another in Jesus' name, and we just pray for your kingdom best for all of our lives. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. All right, God bless you guys. Again, check out our buddy Xavier's music, ReverbNation/XAVIORFX, Xavier FX. And drop us an email, faithmix@gmail.com. Say hi. And we'd love to hear from you guys. And we will catch up with you again sometime in the very near future. All right, we're going to close it out. But as we always do, we love you. God bless you. Talk to you soon. Bye.